So New Zealanders over 18 who earn less than $70,000 a year will get a $350 cash injection paid over 3 months. It excludes beneficiaries and pensioners. Our reporter Katie Todd joins us now from Whangarei. Katie, how's the news been going down there?
Kia ora. Well, Northland actually features on the cover of today's budget, you might have noticed, so it's a pretty fair question to ask what the region's residents think of the contents. Now, we've been up in the far north in Kaitaia, where we've spoken to some food banks about what they say is astronomical demand at the moment, directly as a result of the cost of living rises. It's notably not just beneficiaries who are coming through their door, it is people who are earning low wages, between $35,000 and $55,000. 500 of those people turned up at the backup food bank in the past year alone. And so when we spoke to people on the streets of Whangarei today, it was unsurprising that most of them supported today's cash injection. Here's what they had to say.
Free money is great. Yeah.
Would it help ease the current cost of living?
Yeah. Gas, food, it's gone up. Everything's gone up. Nappies, formula.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, it's pretty handy.
What would you spend $350 on?
Probably food.
For what purpose?
For easing the cost of living.
One off.
Yes.
Yes.
Paid in three parts.
Yes. Even though we'll be paying it ourselves through taxes, but yeah, why not? Could we run a boost?
I know, probably spend it on something stupid, like shoes or something.
What'd you say, how much? $350.
$350.
It doesn't come out of the ether. Someone's got to pay for it, so that's our taxes. So I would think it's going to cause more inflation.
So a largely positive and somewhat cautious approach from Whangarei residents to that $350. Now, we know that will be paid in three instalments this year in August, September and October. The government estimates that 2.1 million New Zealanders will be eligible.
Thanks, Katie. That's Katie Todd joining us live from Whangarei there.